The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
The business lobby group IBEC have called for an immediate pause to the implementation of Dublin City Council's transport plan. Here is what Aidan Sweeney from IBEC said on News Talk Breakfast this morning.
What we're actually saying is that the plan hasn't given sufficient weighting to businesses operating within the city centre for a number of very practical steps. First is actually how what it means for them in terms of accessibility to their own premises for both their employees and their customers, but also how do practical things such as deliveries happen, how do they get access to essential services, whether or not it's waste collections, whether or not it's issues around emergency plumbing services. Different issues like that need to be addressed.
That was Aidan Sweeney of IBEC on News Talk Breakfast. If people are wondering what I'm talking about, this is everything from the College Green Plaza to changing traffic flows in the city to the pedestrianisation of areas to what is looming on the horizon, actually, in August, the installation of these bus gates that will make it very, very difficult for a private vehicle to travel from one side of the city to the other, something we've talked about on this show. So that is what IBEC are calling for a pause in. Paul Gallagher is with me. He's the owner of Skechers and Asics, the shoe stores in Dublin. Paul Woodburn as well, who's a sales manager at Sweeney and O'Rourke. They're a catering showroom on Pier Street. You're both very welcome. Paul Gallagher, first of all, do you agree with this? Should we press pause?
Yeah, before I go on, I just want to say I'm the co-owners myself and another guy called Samuel Shah. We own those companies, the Skechers and the Essex. I think that someone hasn't thought this through properly. I think it's great in theory, but in practice it's not going to, like, the reality it is. Like, Dublin is a thriving metropolitan city centre, and I don't see why they're trying to choke it. It's difficult enough for people to get around. The infrastructure isn't, in my opinion, up to standard, and you know, the access to those areas that they're talking about blocking up or making even more difficult. I really think it's a step too far, and I don't think it's been thought out fully. And I think it's stuff about getting deliveries, getting people in and out across the city. Like, when they have a proper plan B, I think plan A might be
okay.
Could be worth
so it's not, that you're kind of opposed to the vision, as it were. You're just opposed to how quickly they're rolling out parts of it. Is that it?
I struggle with the functionality of the whole thing, to be honest with you.
Right? What do you say, Paul, to those who defend it, who might say, well, it might be difficult to imagine, but this will make the city a better place, a kind of a more thriving place, and lots of people in and out in public transport all the time.
Put the public transport in. I mean, if we had underground or metro or something and all sorts of different fancy things, it'd be different. But, I mean, it's not there. And, like, already, I mean, tourists come into our store and they're complaining about the public transport and they're complaining about lots of stuff. But, like, why make it more difficult? Dublin has a vibrant tourism business at the moment, as well as the city centre is now beginning to come back on its feet after COVID and so on and so forth. And the resilience of the Dublin people is admirable. But why make it more difficult for them to get on with their daily lives? I don't think this is going to complement their lives. I think this is going to make their lives more difficult.
Well, Paul Ella with us, Paul Woodburn from Sweeney O'Rourke. Paul, do you agree with IBEC that we should press pause?
Good evening, Kieran. Yes, absolutely, 100%. This, again, is one of these schemes that's been thought up and hasn't really been thought through. I mean, to give your listeners some sort of an idea, we're a small to medium business in Pier Street. We've been established there. We're there 35 years now. We've 8 employees there. And we've talked about this. I reckon it would be the death knell. It'd be another business gone if they proceed with their full plans. I've looked at the drawings that came up on our Facebook feed, Dublin City Council's plans, and I read it, had a look at it, their initial plans going through. If I can explain to your listeners, if you come down Westland Row, the plan there is that the cars won't take a hard left, swing around into Pier Street, and that'll be blocked. So you'll come down Westland Row under the Dart Bridge, there where the Dart Westland Row train station is. You'll have to turn then right onto a short section of street. This is as far as I understand it. That'll take you that way. So it's taking it away from the city. Now, as far as I understand, if you're coming straight up Pier Street, you can come through the junction and you will be accessed and be able to go down and around into Tara Street and then across Butt Bridge. That they will allow you to do that. But obviously, as you come down to the quays, if the bus gate goes in, you can't turn left down, I think it's George's Quay, if my memory serves me. You won't be able to turn left, but you will be able to access the bridge.
Yeah.
But the problem is, like anything else, this will have a knock-on effect. People, the type of business that we are, we have larger goods and heavier stuff. People have to get access with a car to come down to us. But my fear is going forward with the plans that they've drawn with the Aeotics Impression, they want to put a bus, a cycle lane right opposite our showrooms there. So that means you won't be able to pull in a car there. And that will be, if that does arrive, whenever that arrives, that company will be finished. Yeah.
And I think there'll be lots of people kind of sympathetic to the plight, Paul, but what they might ask is, well, what's the solution long term? You know, if the population continues to grow and that means possibly more and more private vehicles on the road, we can't kind of keep clogging up the city. So we've got to try something.
No, but there must be a better. I mean, London, for example, you can still access the city centre there. Now, I know they're having their troubles with ULEZ and everything else. Certain areas, obviously, I'm not a climate. You have to go along with a lot of these things, but you can still access, say, Oxford Street. You still can access these streets. This was talked about years ago. Dublin, as you know, is a medieval city. It was never, ever designed to have the amount of cars that it does have. But you can't just, with a brush, sweep away businesses and say they don't matter, which Dublin City Council seem to have this agenda that we don't care. And that's the problem that arises. As the other gentleman was saying there, they don't have a plan B. You know, I've been in the city working that company now for 36 years, and I just can't understand the way things function. I see buses, four or five of them together, with maybe two people on them, and they're lumbering along, blocking up all the streets, whereas one vehicle can get in, out, and finished. How are we supposed to deliver stuff? I mean, a customer could ring me up, for example, saying Grafton Street, and I have to get a delivery to them. I have to go halfway around the world to get to Grafton Street to make that delivery, which is using up fuel. You know, it's not a case. Yeah. I can't walk there, it's too heavy. I can't use a bicycle. I have to use some sort of a small van or a delivery vehicle to get that up there. But they're making me traverse halfway around the city as it stands now to get there.
087 1400 106. If you too are a business owner in this city, maybe you do business with a business in the city, or maybe you're just somebody who comes in and out of the city, I'd like to hear your views. Like I say, 087 1400 106. Thank you to Paul Woodburn and to Paul Gallagher.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.